Now to another landmark moment 40 years ago. Dave Thomas opened the first Wendy's restaurant in Columbus, Ohio in November 1969, and ever since, square hamburger patties have become a part of our lives.
Hey, Dave, hey guy, can I stop you for a second?
What's the problem?
I'll just tell you in the studio.
Okay. This is Travis Larchuk. He's a producer on our show here. What's the problem?
Hey, guy. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan of your work.
You work on this show.
You've been doing some really good stuff. And the reason I'm here right now is because I think we need to have a conversation about all of the 40th anniversary stories that we've been doing.
And do we have to have it right now in the middle of the show?
Yes, we do. Sean, can you hit it?
This is the day 40 years ago when a small spaceship carrying Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin lifted off from...
This weekend marks the 40th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival.
The 40th anniversary of a milestone event in the development of what we've come to know as the Internet.
Sesame Street aired its first episode.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Bed Inn.
The police raid on a bar called the Stonewall Inn.
Comic-Con.
Easy Rider.
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Dave Thomas opened the first Wendy's restaurant.
40 years ago, four guys in Los Angeles created a 40s-style radio detective with a twist.
All that's from this year. All that's from 2009.
So what? I mean, every year is the 40th anniversary of something.
Well, Guy, you know I don't have opinions.
Oh, right.
But I did talk to someone who wrote an entire book all about what happened 40 years ago.
My name is Rob Kirkpatrick, and I wrote 1969, the year everything changed.
1969, the year everything changed.
Everything changed.
Well, if you think about what was happening in the years leading up to 1969, you have the Vietnam War dragging on, you had the Summer of Love, you had the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, and then Nixon gets elected.
That was the political and the social backdrop to what was happening in the culture, where the music was changing, movies were changing, the whole country changed. I like to say that 69 was the year the dial really got turned up on the decade.
So you get things like...
The Weather Underground, Abbey Road, the Beatles' last recording, the Battle of Hamburger Hill, Brady Bunch debut, the armed takeover of...
Okay,
Cornell
I get
University.
It. I get it. 1969 like was really busy, and it's the 40th anniversary of a really busy year. I get it.
Yeah, so I guess in 2019 we can do it all over again for the 50th anniversary.
That sounds great. That's one of our producers, Travis Larchuk. Travis, I assume you can show yourself out of the studio.
I can. Thank you, Guy.